USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. He called on leaders to convey this message to Iran both publicly and privately, advising them not to open another front in the Israel conflict. Additionally, Blinken revealed that 33 Americans lost their lives in Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month. It appears the White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre receiving criticism on Monday for a response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israel-Hamas conflict. When asked about concerns over rising anti-Semitism, Jean-Pierre mentioned that the administration has observed no credible threats, then discussed crimes targeting Muslims and Arab Americans. Majority Whip Tom Emmer has ended his speakership bid after he, too, failed to unite the House GOP. That's according to two people familiar with the situation. Car payments have reached their highest rates in decades, with over 6% of subprime borrowers characterized by lower credit scores and higher interest rates being more than 60 days overdue on their auto loans in September, as reported by Fitch Ratings. This delinquency rate is the highest recorded in Fitch's data spanning nearly 30 years. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is introducing a resolution to censure Democratic Representative Rashid Tlaib of Michigan for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with a terrorist organization. In the censure resolution, Greene refers to several examples. One such example is Tlaib leading an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. An off-duty pilot tried to kill a passenger jet in flight. Lance Pry has the story.
An off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot has been charged with 83 counts of attempted murder after he allegedly tried to crash an Alaskan Airlines aircraft mid-flight by shutting the engines off on the Boeing 737. 44-year-old Joseph David Emerson, as a pilot, was allowed to sit in the jump seat, which is located in the cockpit. Alaskan Airlines Flight 2059 was headed to San Francisco Airport from Everett, Washington on Sunday. After the pilot subdued the suspect, the plane was diverted to Portland International Airport and Emerson was arrested.
Federal prosecutors will reportedly sit down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicization of the Hunter Biden investigation. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Martin Estrada, is set to meet with the committee, while Justice Department Tax Division Attorney Stuart Goldberg will talk tomorrow. This is USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.